shrimp and see if the budgie bites. So, what did Keenan steal today?
Twix. Well, two Twixes and a bounty.
I do wish you would steal more nourishing goods.
You don't really have any more nourishing goods.
I've got also simple, you cheeky sausage.
You shouldn't really let him get away with it, you know.
It's the only food he gets now, Dave. Wasn't always that way. Things were good when his dad was about. He used to get the automart and trader on a Tuesday. Very busy man. A top sante for the missus, without fail, and a beano and a dandy for the Keenan. No expense spared.
Sounds like a very well-adjusted family.
Things were really good for a while. He started getting the Maxim. It was like the Nuts and Zoo of its day. Luxury high-end magazine item. He was my only Maxim for a while. But then, well, the rot started. I remember when he bought his first Fiesta. I thought it was a one-off, you know. But it wasn't. He started buying one a month, then two a month, then the more specialist titles, focusing on more specific areas.
Oh dear.
Yes, well, pretty soon after that, Keenan's mum cancelled her Cosmo and started taking Bella, then take a break. Now she just buys puzzlers, you know? Word searches with Jesse Wallace in a motorboard eating an apple on the front.
Bloody hell. That's depression, that is.
Got it in one. So poor Keenan's been neglected. It's a shame. Used to be such a lovely kid. Very bright, very sharp, you know? Now he's just sort of a surly ass. Oh, speaking of surly asses...
What was that, Dad?
I was just saying to Dave, Sanjay, that you are a surly ass.
Yeah, well, the apple doesn't fall far from the surly arse tree.
Are you calling me a surly ass?
Well, if the surly arse fits.
You were supposed to be here 6:30, you surly ass.
Yeah, well, it's always 6:30 somewhere.
No, it isn't, son. It's 2:00. That means it's 6:00 somewhere, and it's 7:00 somewhere, but it's not bloody 6:30.
Well, a small point of logic, Ramesh, but it is 6:30 in Tehran, and then...
Can I have a whisper and a can of Fanta?
No, you have to earn these things, son. You don't get nothing for nothing in this life. You put in 6 hours hard shop, then we can talk whisper.
It's a free country.
It most certainly is not a free country. You ask yourself this.
Why are there no news agents in prison?
Cheeky bugger. I'll tell you why. Because privilege must be earned. You cannot transgress the social code and expect to achieve Ritter Sport nearness. Work hard, Sanjay, work hard. And one day I will hand you the keys to a whole world of high-end luxury confectionery.
Well, can I have a Ritter Sport up front?
No.
Well, can I just have the money for it then?
No. Try one of these, you surly ass.
I'm not eating a... Oh, what the hell is this?
That, son, is a Jane fondant. Are you sensing any sympathy with the plight of the ordinary Vietnamese man?
Actually, you know what? No!
Right. Replenish the Twixes, shuffle the sell-bys and the Snackerjacks and pull back on the double-deckers. It's like the bloody penny falls.
Sick!
I don't pay you good money to harumph! Mr. Stilly.
Mr. Madure, how's Trix?
That's a curious expression that, isn't it? How is Trix? What is the origin, I wonder?
Don't know. Something to do with the magic circle?
Yes, that could be it. Because you could imagine, couldn't you? You know, the Paul Daniels down at the B&Q.
Yeah, because he could be buying some plywood, couldn't he? To assemble one of them cabinets to house his wife that he's going to saw in half.
Yeah, I'll buy that. And he bumps into Ali Bongo, who is...
Well, he's probably in for a set of them towel-holder ring doodads to do that rings trick where they stick all the rings together.
A bit far-fetched. Rings are too small. Then they both bump into Hans Moretti.
Hans Moretti?
Ah, you remember. He used to go up the stairs in a big hamster ball. It was quite hilarious. Anyway, he is in B&Q also, buying...
A halogen bulb for a security light.
What?
Well, magicians are human too.
Ah, yeah, fair dues. Anyway, the point is, Daniels, Bongo and Moretti meet up in B&Q and are perfectly within their rights to ask how is Trix, aren't they?
Yeah, and there'd be a valid answer, wouldn't there? Because Bongo could say, well, I've got a trick where I put a ball in a hat and then I pull the flags of the world out of an orange.
So, Derek, assume that you are Mr. Bongo and that the scenario that we have just described is correct. Is the trick going well?
Yes, it is.
So, how are Trix?
Trix are good.
I don't want to stalk these things anymore.
Hello, Alok.
Dad, I'm on the... Sorry, Steve.
Or Toy Steve or Ginster Steve.
I don't want to sell sweets and newspapers. I want to sell dreams. I want to sell aspirations. If you're going to lower people's expectations, they're never going to overreach themselves, are they? I mean, this toy is... crap. Come on, Steve. Scuba Allen? It's hardly Action Man, is it? I'm not interested in Scuba Allen. Get me Mattel on the phone. Get me Hasbro. I want profile branded merchandise.